Gardening guy Henry Hohmeyer is on the line once again. Good morning, Henry.
Good morning, Rick.
Henry, here it is mid-October, and we're still planting. In fact, you write this week that this is a good time to plant bulbs in anticipation of spring. What are some of your favorites?
I love all the spring flowering bulbs. I love tulips. I love crocus. But I mostly plant daffodils.
Why daffodils?
Because they're sure winners. So many of the others are attractive to rodents, squirrels, mice, chipmunks. Love to eat tulips, for example. And even if your tulips make it through the winter, when they're ready to bloom, just when they're about to be open and perfect, a deer might come along and eat it.
Yeah, I've experienced that myself in my garden, that's for sure. Any special tricks to planting daffodils?
Yes, there are a number of things that you need to keep in mind. They do best in full sunshine. They need good drainage and rich soil. When you're planting, you need to add some compost to the soil, and something is sold called Bulb Booster, which is very good for bulbs. If you can't find that or if you don't have that, any slow-release organic fertilizer will work just fine.
Now, you say they really need a lot of sun. What about if you do have some shady spots that you want to plant? Will they grow well?
Well, you can. I grew up in Connecticut, and we had a nice patch of woods behind the house and a walkway that went through it that was full of daffodils. Probably the best thing to do is to get early season daffodils. What they need to do is have their leaves out in the sunshine to recharge your batteries, if you will, recharge, build up those bulbs after blooming. The earliest ones will get all that energy they need before the leaves come on the trees.
What about planting them? Any tips for getting them in the ground?
Yes, you can save yourself a lot of work by planting a group of bulbs in a larger hole rather than planting bulbs individually. Excavate a hole that might be 36 inches long and 2 feet wide, and then once you've got that dug, add compost, stir it into the soil, add some organic fertilizer into it, and then just place your bulbs pretty close together, fill up that hole, cover it over, and the whole thing can be accomplished. You can plant 25 bulbs in 15 minutes.
A lot easier than doing it one by one.
Absolutely.
And as we said at the beginning, it's mid-October, but we're still planting. In fact, what have you got on tap for next week, Henry?
I want to talk about planting garlic, and I'd like to suggest to listeners that they go and get some garlic either from a farm stand or order some online or go to a garden center and get some good garlic. You can't plant grocery store garlic. And next week, we'll talk about how to plant it. It's a surefire crop that everybody should be growing in their vegetable garden.
Okay, so we have some homework.
You do.
Gardening guy and Cornish resident Henry Hohmeyer, a lifelong organic gardener. He writes a weekly gardening column that appears in newspapers around New England. And you can find a link, in fact, to his blog at nhpr.org. Thank you, Henry.
Thank you, Rick.